Welcome back to All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden. It's the beginning of what will be a long day for Joanne Brown. She's a nurse practitioner at the Augusta Regional Free Clinic in Central Virginia. Unemployment has more than doubled since last year in this corner of the Shenandoahs, and so has the clinic's patient load. Joanne checks her schedule. She used to know almost everyone who came in, but now...
This one's new.
The Augusta Free Clinic has seen a 40% increase in new patients in the last year. One of those new faces is Kelly Jacksons. She worked at the local nylon factory. Her pink slip came in December.
I've always been one who, I guess, was independent. Liked to do things on my own. Wasn't one who much asked for help. But there are certain situations where you don't have a choice.
It used to be that the Augusta Free Clinic provided care only for the working poor who didn't have health insurance. Now the unemployed are accepted, too. There's no charge for services, and the waiting room is full of newcomers. One of them is Brian Boothillier, a divorced father of two, age 35, hoping to be seen.
I do landscaping, and I inhaled some mulch, and I became hoarse, and I went to Emergicare, and he said that it seemed like I just damaged my vocal cords with dust, but it hasn't gone away, and I'm not really sure where to go. I don't have insurance, so I was told to come here and make an appointment.
Brian's been smoking for 18 years and immediately fears the worst, cancer. But before he can be seen, there's paperwork to do. He has to go over his income and finances with the eligibility volunteer, Lina Harper.
Okay, since you didn't file taxes, and of course we don't have any copies of your pay stubs, you are eligible to see the doctor, but you cannot get your medication here.
So the medication I get if I do have cancer may not be covered, is what you're saying. Because
this may be the most anxious moment a newcomer has, whether or not he will qualify for care at all.
You always worry that somebody is going to come in that you cannot figure out how to address their needs.
Becky Rader is a registered nurse. She tells a story about one man who came in. He'd had his hours cut, so he lost his health benefits. He said he needed his prescriptions for pain and anxiety. He was obviously distraught.
And I said, are you thinking about harming yourself? He said, absolutely. And he said, and I have a plan. And those are kind of the watchwords that you look for. And so I couldn't let him leave here. He was, apparently, he had had a relationship with someone, and they had died not too long ago, and he had been their caregiver. And, he did say at one point, I just need somebody to take care of me right now, and there's nobody in my life to do that.
The man is now stable and a patient at the clinic. Nurse Becky Rader is caring for 300 more patients than she did a year ago. Her desk is practically barricaded with patient folders. She has to stay on top of each case and cobble together free or discounted medications.
And they said that they would eventually refill everything for me. And
Benjamin Pitzenbarger is 28.
I'm on all kinds of things. Glyburide for my blood sugar, Tricor for my cholesterol, my metformin for my blood sugar, insulin, and lisinopril for my blood pressure.
Pitzenbarger hasn't seen a doctor in 6 months. A mountain of a man. He's married with two kids. His wife doesn't work, and neither does he, though he's looking. He was laid off from a company that installs satellite dishes. The diabetic man was told there was no ladder strong enough to hold him.
I got pancreatitis, and I stayed in the hospital for a week, and I learned insurance is very important, because that cost me... I got a bill for about $34,000 for 1 week.
You're not trying to pay that, are you?
I haven't been, but that's just because we haven't had the money. I owe close to $50,000, $60,000 medical bills just since then.
And how much do they, to be, not put too fine a point on it, come after you? How much do they...
Well, they send me garnishments in the mail, and it's finally got to the point where I don't even open them anymore. I just throw them in the trash because I know what they are.
Did you ever think you might be in this situation?
No. No.
And why not? Why did you think it couldn't happen?
I had too good of a job, and things were going good. We had money in the bank. At the time, I had a brand new car.
If there's one thing the workers at the clinic know, it's that life can change on a dime. And that's happening in Augusta County. Two major textile plants had big layoffs last winter. 15,000 people, about one in five, are without health insurance here. So far, the Augusta County Free Clinic is managed, but it depends on volunteers, more than 200 of them, to help keep it going.
I know. Shame on you.
Today, there's a lunch to honor the volunteers, with potluck salads and gift baskets with Hershey's Kisses. All the volunteers are being asked to work more. The clinic's also cut back appointments from 30 minutes to 20 to see more people. But even that's not enough.
We're not a clinic to fit everyone, but we try our best to have an alternative plan for them before they leave.
Jean Harris has been known to run after people in the parking lot when she thinks of something that might help them. She's the clinic's office manager and much more. She's the one who finds ways to navigate the system, bending and twisting rules when life and illness demand exceptions. Recently, a family came in with a 15-year-old daughter.
I was in the front office when the parents came to the window and wanted assistance for their child. We do not see children in our clinic, but I thought, okay, where are they going to go if they don't have any insurance? And he had just lost his job. So I brought them both into the office and found out that their daughter had a lump in her breast, a young lady, and they were unable to do the biopsy that the surgeon had said was required.
The mother was just very talkative, but the father was just... He looked and sounded shell-shocked.
Shell-shocked and slumped over, says Nurse Becky Rader. She and Jean spoke with a local surgeon and strategized.
And once we started talking about the possibility of this working, you know, you could just visually see him kind of perk himself up a little bit. And the mother started to cry, you know, and that just affects us all. But that's just one instance right there.
Every day, there's a different challenge. As we get ready to leave, one volunteer nurse cancels.
Joan, this is Jean Harris at the Augusta Free Clinic. I am in a desperate need of a nurse for tomorrow night, Thursday.
Four calls later, Jean has found somebody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you could leave early if you need to. All right. Thank you, dear. And if you'd be here for dinner. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Got one.
One final crisis averted this day. The next day, another 36 patients will walk through the door of the Augusta Free Clinic.